All right, here we go. Here's the studio. Here's the leader boy. It's such a scene by the way. Here's the studio. Let's go to the show. He's not done with it.
Well, the Ballers couldn't get the job done last night. It was a bit of a struggle bus late. They gave up 6 runs in the final 2 innings of last night's contest. Tonight, a new game, game 2 of the season, game 2 of this 3-game series between the Ballers and the Hickory Crawdads. Hi, good friends, Dan Lodi on the call for you as Luis Reyes is your starting arm tonight. 7:01 is your first pitch time here in Kannapolis as we're enjoying ourselves a beautiful game. 81 degrees and cloudy skies, but not too bad weather here in Tal City. Reyes is 0-1. Yeremy Cabrera is a touch outside for a 1-1 count to the leadoff batter for Hickory in Yeremy Cabrera. It is Maxton Martin and Ben Hurdle to follow here in this top of the first for Hickory. Reyes' breaking ball on the 1-1, a touch outside. Didn't miss by much. It's 2-1. Yeremy Cabrera, one of the top 30 prospects in the organization for the Hickory Crawdads, parent club in the Texas Rangers. 2-1. Grounded toward third, backhanded by Bonnemer across the diamond in time to get the speedy Cabrera. 5-3 on the ground down for Yeremy Cabrera. One down, and digging in is Maxton Martin. Luis Reyes makes his single-A debut today, a 6'2" righty from Las Terrenas, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent on January 15th of 2023 by the Chicago White Sox, 6'2", 190-pound righty. Maxton Martin digs in for the second time in this season. As this one's a touch outside for ball one. Maxton Martin getting the start yet again for Carlos Maldonado and the Hickory Crawdads. Luis Reyes works with a 4-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, cutter, slider. 1-0 to Martin as a breaking ball catches the corner on the inside portion, and it's 1-1. Maxton Martin kind of trailing closer to the dish, kind of choking up on the bat as well. This one is fouled off by Martin with a count 1-2 here on the Crawdads left fielder. Ben Hartle, DH, bats third in the order. Rafe Parrish, third baseman, bats in the cleanup spot. Pablo Guerrero, first baseman, bats in the fifth spot in the order here for the Hickory Crawdads. Jesus Lopez catching, bats sixth. Maxton Martin fouls the 1-2 off of Luis Reyes. And the count is 1-2. So it's a ball and 2 strikes here on Maxton Martin. Left fielder for Hickory here in this top of the first. Reyes pretty much set up right in the middle of the rubber. He'll wind and fire 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Luis Reyes has his first punch out as a Baller. It's out number 2 with his top of the first. Maxton Martin down on strikes. And now the DH, Ben Hartle, will dig in. DHing tonight for the Crawdads after catching at last night's opening matchup. Hartle tallied a multi-hit game, a single in the first and third, 2 hit-by-pitches as well in the eighth and ninth for Ben Hartle. Reyes winds and fires first pitch fastball at 94 on the outside portion, just a little too far out though, and the count is 1-0. Defensively, a couple of switches for Chad Pinder and the Ballers. Montgomery's in left, McLean is in center, Wolko stays in right. 1-0 inside corner, finds the zone. It's 1-1 on Ben Hartle. Caleb Bonnemer shifts to third. Ryan Burrows makes his season debut at short. Javier Mogollon still at second. Lyle Miller-Green at first. 1-1 upstairs, but catches the zone according to John Miller, the home plate umpire. It's 1-2. Reyes working with efficiency here early on. The righty in his first start at the single A level. Working in tandem with Calvin Harris, the catcher tonight for the Ballers. 1-2 fastball outside, evens at 2-2 on Ben Hartle. Hartle, a 14th round pick in 2023 out of Springfield, Illinois, is Ben Hartle. Reyes winds and fires 2-2. Low and scoops the dirt. Check swing. Did he go? No. And the count evens from 2-2 now to full at 3-2. Hickory coming out on top yesterday. 7-4 the final score. Kannapolis lost their third opening day in franchise history as the Cannonballers. 3-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck it out. Change up fooled Hartle. And Luis Reyes picks up a pair of punch outs in his first inning of work. And now the Ballers will bat in the bottom of the first. McLean, Bonnemer, and Montgomery do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fans, Atrium Health is committed to the best health care for all. From discovery to everyday moments, Atrium Health is redefining care. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom first we go. Nick McLean will be the leadoff batter for the Ballers. Bonnemer and Montgomery to follow. Pleasure to have you join us tonight on the broadcast. Dan Helody giving you the action as per the usual tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch from the starting arm, the lefty in Mason Molina, is inside to McLean, and the count is 1-0. Mason Molina gets the start, a seventh rounder by the Milwaukee Brewers in 2024. McLean gets a piece of this one fouled off, and the count is 1-2. It looks like an extra strike was given to McLean for not getting in the box in time. So 1-2 on the way, a swing and a miss upstairs on the fastball, and it's a strikeout to start the game for Mason Molina. McLean is 0-1. Caleb Bonnemer now due up. So Bonnemer will dig in search still of his first hit. Last night, 0-5 with a strikeout, as they'll face Mason Molina. Pitched twice for Carolina last year. Five innings, four hits, no runs, a walk, and six punch outs. First pitch inside to Caleb Bonnemer, and it's 1-0. Bonnemer, second overall pick in the draft in the second round by the White Sox last year. ...2-0 from Molina. Breaking ball inside corner. 2-1. Now to the third baseman tonight, Caleb Bonnemer. Two-time Gatorade Michigan Player of the Year in 2023 and 24 is Caleb Bonnemer. He's looking for his first hit. This one scorched deep in the hole. It's short. Played well by the shortstop, but the throw is not in time. Infield single here for Caleb Bonnemer. It's his first hit as a baller. A one-out base knock and a ground ball deep in the hole. And now it's one-on-one out for Braden Montgomery. So Braden Montgomery digs in with an opportunity to provide more offense here for the ballers. So Montgomery stands in here with one on and one out here against Mason Molina. Pitch lifted high and foul. And this one ends up down in the dugout suite. Heads up down there. Lands in the front row as a young fan finds a souvenir. Good work. Braden Montgomery, number 53 overall prospect in the organization for all of minor league and major league baseball. Number 5 in the White Sox award. Just shows the depth of the White Sox farm system. 0-2 count on Braden Montgomery with Bonnemer still at first. Mason Molina winds and fires. Montgomery lifts this one high and deep. In the left, look out, Lori, and it's out of here. A two-run shot for Braden Montgomery. It's his first professional home run, and the Ballers take a first-inning lead. It's 2-0. Fans, that baller bomb is brought to you by KISS 95 FM and the Beasley Media Group as the Ballers take an early 2-0 lead on a two-run blast from Braden Montgomery. So now George Wolko stands in. More power to come here as Montgomery lifts a two-run shot and hands Kannapolis the early lead. They strike first for the first time this season. This one hacked and a missed by George Wolko. And the count is 0-1. Wolko last night a multi-hit game. A double and a single on his tally. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is a touch inside. It's 1-1. This one a touch low and outside on the 1-1 to Wolko. It's 2-1. First professional home run for Braden Montgomery. Kannapolis leading early here, 2-0. Molina winds and fires 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Lyle Miller-Green had a home run last night. Bats in the fifth spot, he is on deck. Casey Sauke, DH sixth. Calvin Harris catching bat seventh. Ryan Burrows at short, bats eighth. And Javier Mogollon, the second baseman, bats ninth. Wolko fouls off the 2-2. And we'll keep the count where it is. Mason Molina, as mentioned, pitching with Carolina in two games last year. Did not allow a run as Wolko will see strike three on the outside corner, rung up by John Miller. Molina has his second punch out of the day. Two outs, and due up is Lyle Miller-Green. Lyle Miller-Green digs in for his first at-bat. This one is on the outside corner. Miller-Green works to an 0-1 count. 6'5 righty bat from Austin Peay, a 17th round pick last year by the White Sox. Check swings on a ball in the dirt. And he did go around, says the home plate umpire. It's 0-2. Played at four different schools in 5 years of college baseball. He did crank a home run last night 441 feet as he check swings there. Did not go around, says the infield umpire, Alan Bryan. Hickory's defensive setup tonight. Martin Cabrera and Torres left to right in the outfield. In the infield, it is Parrish, Pollard, Macias, and Guerrero. Behind the dish is Pablo Lopez. 1-2 from Molina. Outside, Miller Green watches it all the way, and the count is 2-2. Miller Green moved up to the fifth spot in the order. It's the highest he's batted in the order since joining the Ballers last season. 2-2 up and in. The count runs now full at 3-2. 441-foot home run. That'll move you up the lineup for sure. Chad Pinder opting to move his power-hitting first baseman up. 3-2. Hard hit. Ground ball foul down the third base line. Miller Green will have to have another one come his way at 3-2. Time called by the 6'5" righty bat who can two-way. He did pitch a little bit last season, did pitch a bullpen, and impressed with a 93 to 95 mile an hour fastball and a breaking ball that definitely had guys off balance. Speaking of breaking balls, that one is hacked and missed, and Miller Green strikes out. So three punch outs for Mason Molina in that first inning, but a two-run blast after Bonnemer singles and a Braden Montgomery two-run home run. It's his first pro home run, and the Ballers lead 2-0 after one. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Switch hitter Rafe Parrish leads it off for the Hickory Crawdads. The former Lehigh switch hitter steps in and will get the first pitch to the top of the second from Luis Reyes. It is off the plate for ball one. Reyes making his Ballers debut as mentioned. Did pitch in the Complex League last year. Actually gave up runs in every outing he had. As this one's lifted foul by Rafe Parrish. And the count is 1-1. Luis Reyes in 12 games and made 10 starts. 0-4 with a 5.74 ERA. 51 punch-outs, just 21 walks, so not many free passes issued. As Parrish watches that one sail by, it's a 1-2 count at 94-mile-an-hour heater from Luis Reyes. From the wind, Reyes works 1-2. A ground ball up the middle. Mogollon dives and stops it at second. No throw that he had, though. It's an infield single off the bat of Rafe Parrish. A well-hit ball and a good track from Mogollon to make the play, but just a little too far out of the reach, and it's a single for Hickory, their first hit of the night. It'll be one on and nobody out for Pablo Guerrero, the first baseman. Guerrero last night reaching base a couple of times. A walk and an error put him on base. And last night's opening night contest that gave Hickory a 7-4 win. First pitch from the righty, Reyes. Swing and a miss. Guerrero goes after a ball in the dirt. And the count is 0-1. Good lead at first for Rafe Parrish. Is with Hickory yet again here. Guerrero fouls this one off on the 0-1. The count is 0-2. Rafe Parrish absolutely skipping the complex league last year. Did play 9 games in the Wood Ducks last season in Kinston. Had 3 hits in 9 games. 2 RBI, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts. 0-2 runs inside on Guerrero, and it's 1-2 on the power hitting first baseman. Guerrero, 27 games with the Wood Ducks, batted 227 in last season's contest at single A. 22 hits, 1 homer, and 15 RBI. Reyes is set. A good look at first for Parrish. 1-2 popped up. A mile high in the center. This one goes. McLean will look after it and make the catch for out number one of this top of the second. Guerrero is retired on an F8. One down. Rafe Parrish stays put at first. And it's Jorge Lopez, the catcher, due up. Jesus Lopez, DH'd in last night's contest. He had a walk and also struck out, but did not tally a base hit. Parrish is at first with an Eason lead. As the pitch from Reyes finds the zone, it's 0-1. Kannapolis debuting some new K-Town red jerseys tonight. Red tops with blue piping. It reads Kannapolis across the front in white with blue numbers on the bottom left. White numbers with yellow stars on the back. Jesus Lopez lifts the 0-1 high and foul, and it's 0-2. Red caps with a red brim and a white K on the front, stylized in the Ballers font. White pants with red piping. And for anybody who decides to pull them up, it's red socks. Reyes set, looking at the clock, 0-2 inside on Lopez. Count works to 1-2 on the Crawdads catcher. Hickory going with the black tops tonight. Another alternate look for the Crawdads. Black tops, white piping. It reads apostrophe dads on the front of the jerseys in white. And red numbers on the front and white on the back. This one fouled off on the 1-2. The count stays where it is. Hickory's primary logo on the left sleeve. Looks like nothing on that right sleeve. Gray pants with red piping. Black caps, red brim with the Crawdad Claw logo on the front of the cap. 1-2, swing and a miss. Reyes gets the swing and miss strikeout. That's his third of the night already through an inning and 2/3. And now 1-2 outs, it's Anthony's Macias. So Anthony's Macias due up with 1-1. Macias playing second tonight as he did last night. He was 1-4-4, had a double in the seventh inning of last night's contest. Good lead at first for Parrish. First pitch from Reyes. Swing and a miss for strike one. A foul tip into the mitt of Calvin Harris. Parrish on a huge stolen base threat. Did not have any stolen bases in 9 games last year for Down East. 0-1 to Macias outside. It's 1-1. Ballers debuting 2 new uniforms this weekend. Today, the red tops and red hats. Tomorrow, it's the Southside Alt 2 kits. White with black pinstripes to look like the White Sox logo. 1-1 swing and a miss. It's 1-2 on Antonis Macias. Reyes has looked sharp. He sat down five of the six batters he's faced to this point, allowing just the one single. On deck awaiting is Chandler Pollard, the shortstop who led off the game last night for Hickory. Reyes working from the stretch, clock ticking down, pitch on the way, it's low and inside on a breaking ball. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the second. Ballers lead 2-0, thanks to a two-run homer from Braden Montgomery in the bottom of the first. 2-2, swinging a foul tip. Ends up in front of the Ballers' dugout, stays where it is, 2-2. Chandler Pollard, shortstop, awaits on deck. Macias, the second baseman, hailing from Ciudad Obregón, Mexico. Non-drafted free agent signee in 2022. Reyes set, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Calvin Harris will have to flip to first to confirm it. It's a K2-3 in the book, but it's another strikeout for Reyes. Four now in two innings. The righties look sharp. It'll be one runner left on base for Hickory. One hit, no runs. And no errors. We'll be taking a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be a Sauke, Harrison Burroughs. We come back on Valley Sports Live. Casey Sauke DHing for the second game in a row. It leads things off bottom of the second. Ballers up 2-0 over the Hickory Crawdads. Braden Montgomery, a two-run blast in that first to give Kannapolis the early lead. 0-1 the count. He looks at a fastball inside corner from Mason Molina. Molina not a huge velo guy. 91 miles an hour with that fastball. That one's at 90. It's lifted high and foul. That'll end up in the seats. Count is nothing and two. Sauke, Harris, and Burroughs two up, bottom second. Ballers up 2-0. Molina's pitch just a touch inside, didn't miss by much. Count remains 1-2 now on Casey Sauke. Fourth rounder out of Virginia, still searching for his first hit as a baller. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout for Molina, his fourth of the night through an inning. And a third. He's struck out every out tonight he has seen. So one down. Calvin Harris is the batter for Kannapolis. Calvin Harris digs in with one out, nobody on base. This one is on the outside corner. Count works to nothing and one. Nothing and one on Harris. Burrows awaiting on deck. 0-1 from Molina. Low for ball one on Calvin Harris. Fourth rounder in 2023 out of Ole Miss. Spent the end of 23 with Kannapolis. All of 24 in Winston-Salem. Did battle some injuries, though. This one is low and inside for a 1-1 count. So Harris never really spent an extended amount of time here with the Ballers. Mainly was just here for the end of the 23 season. Check swing, did he go? No, says Alan Bryan. It's 2-1, moving to 3-1. The yellow-footed Ryan Burrows waiting on deck. He's wearing the yellow Jordan cleats again. 3-1 inside corner, and the count runs full on the catcher, Calvin Harris. Harris, the old-school approach, has not escaped him. No batting gloves, so plays with just the wrist tape, and it works to perfection as he draws the one-out free pass. One on for the Ballers, and one out for Ryan Burrows. One out and one runner on for Ryan Burrows, making his 2025 season debut. Harris dives back in at first safely. Molina must not have gotten the scouting report. Harris not a speed threat by much of any means. Dives back in at first. Harris batted 241 in 30 games with the Ballers in 2023. Burrows digging in now. Takes strike one. It's nothing and one. Burrows played 77 games with the Ballers last season, batted 204, 7 doubles, a homer, and 33 RBI. He did have over 100 strikeouts in 77 games. So the Ballers see him return to the lineup, mainly just to see if he can cut down on the Ks. Ball and a strike with one out, bottom second, Ballers lead. Side corner on the 1-1, it's 1-2. Burrows didn't forget the yellow duck cleats. Jordan cleats that he wears with little rubber ducks on the side. Fan favorite for sure. 1-2 for Molina. Ground ball foul hit off the foot of Burrows, off those duck cleats. It's 1-2. 9-0 batter Javier Mogollon waiting on deck. One, two, Burrows taps it foul. Keep it where it is. Burrows hailing from Panama City, Panama. Spent some time this offseason playing winter ball in Panama. Took the majority of the starts last year at short and second base. As this one's low and inside, 2-2 on the shortstop, Ryan Burrows. Runner on first is Calvin Harris. Mason Molina trying to get out of the inning unscathed. He's already allowed a couple of runs tonight. 2-2, a snap throw to first, not in time. That's the second and final allowed pickoff attempt over to Harris without potential punishment for Mason Molina. Slightly open stance for Burrows, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Molina ticking the clock down, 2-2, runner goes inside of the plate for all three. Harris, made me eat my words. Shows off the wheels and gets the stolen base. It's a one-out stolen base for Harris. So that wipes the potential for a double play. Burrows has a 3-2 count. So if he's able to draw the free pass, mind my criticism here, but it's a kind of a worthless stolen base. 3-2 on the way. Breaking ball inside corner. Ring got him looking, called strike three. Molina strikes out his fifth batter of the day. It's Ryan Burrows peaking. And with two outs, the runner on second, it's Mogollon. Well, Javier Mogollon still searching for his first hit, but my goodness, he was on base every time last night. Four times he stepped to the dish, four walks. Well, the 5'8" infielder, Javier Mogollon. Breaking ball inside corner from Molina. That curveball working to ease. And it's 0-1. Mogollon again at 5'8", 19-year-old from San Felipe, Venezuela. 0-1 from Molina. Inside corner, working that breaking ball easily. And the count is 0-2. Top of the order, Nick McLean is awaiting on deck for the ballers. Opportunity here to drive some runs in. They did leave quite a few runners on base last night. Trying to avoid that here tonight as Mogollon's almost plunked in the chin with a fastball upstairs from Molina. It's 1-2. Beautiful night for baseball. Great crowd on hand. Wind blowing out to left field. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Here in the middle of the piloting here in North Carolina as Molina finds the ball on the 1-2 grounder back to the mound. Mogollon almost beats it out at first. Instead, he's nabbed on a 1-3 ground out for out number three. That does leave Harris stranded, so one runner left on, no runs on, no hits with no errors, and one left on. Top three we go. Ballers lead 2-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. .891 due up for the Hickory Crawdads. Top of the third inning, it's Chandler Pollard taking his turn at the plate against Luis Reyes. This one is a showed bunt, pulled back as it is strike one, nothing and one the count. Here on a Chandler Pollard. 0-1, sharp ground ball deep in the hole. It's short, eaten up by Burrows. A snap throw to first, it's off the line. Nice play by Burrows in the hole at short. Well, Pollard beats it out, and it'll be a base hit for the Crawdads, their second hit of the night. Parrish and now Pollard have reached base on a single. One on, nobody out for Marcos Torres. Marcos Torres, ninth batter of the lineup for Hickory. Ends in with Pollard at first. A good lead at first for Pollard. Reyes is set, not worried about the runner too much. First pitch outside corner on a fastball of a 92. Nothing and one. Marcos Torres in the nine hole last night did have a triple to lead off the ninth inning that started Hickory's insurance runs late in the game. It actually was the winning run that was scored by Torres. Pollard with a really solid lead over there at first base with Reyes looking into the sides. 0-1. But it goes outside of the plate. Snap out a second. Pass the goal to Burrows. It goes in the center. And back in safely at second is Pollard as a throw came in from McLean at center pretty quickly. So a stolen base for Chandler Pollard. Runner on second now with nobody out. Pollard picks up what is his first stolen base of the season. Pollard was a stolen base threat last year with Down East. Guy that is repeating at the single A level here this time with Hickory. Reyes is 1-1 to Torres is inside. It's 2-1. Pollard played 96 games in Down East last year. Stole 39 bases. Far and away led the Wood Ducks in their final year of action in Kinston. 2-1 low and outside. 3-1 on Marcos Torres. Top of the order due up. It is Yeremy Cabrera. Maxton Martin, the batter in the hole. Ballers do lead 2-0. A 3-1 count on Marcos Torres. Pitch on the way. Outside ball four. And the Ballers will have to deal now with two runners on base. It's a runner on second and Pollard at first is Marcos Torres. First walk of the ninth for Luis Reyes. As here comes Jacob Doris. Two on, nobody out. Yeremy Cabrera, the batter due up. Doris out to talk with his entire infield as well as Luis Reyes. Tough spot here. Doris giving some extra instructions to Lyle Miller Green. So 2-1 here for the Crawdads and nobody out. A little tough spot here for Reyes. First time he's faced something like this. Tonight's action. It's his season debut in a Ballers uniform. Cabrera grounded out his first time up to Bonnemer at third. Reyes has said first pitch outside. Nothing in the zone, so it's 1-0. Great crowd on hand for what is really a nice night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Not many seats available here tonight, that's for sure. 1-0, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. Did Reyes and Cabrera couldn't make contact. 1-1 the count. Reyes set, taking his time. 1-1 to Cabrera. Just a smidge outside. Didn't miss by much. Tried a breaking ball. But no dice, and it's 2-1. Jeremy Cabrera from Bonnie, Dominican Republic, number 16 overall prospect in the organization for Texas. Clock down to 2 seconds. Reyes' pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Had Cabrera fooled. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. at second is Pollard. At first is Marcos Torres. Reyes set, deep breath, 2-2. Ground ball weakly hit to first. Miller Green will scoop. Foot race will be won by Miller Green, so the out recorded. And runners will move up, though, to second and third as Pollard goes to third. Torres to second. Cabrera out on what is a 3-2 put out. As now it's one down, two in scoring position, and Maxton Martin looking to spoil the fun for Kannapolis. Reyes was trying to cover the bag, almost got in the way completely of Miller Green. He was attempting to make the play over there. Maxton Martin 0-for-1, struck out his first time up. Optimal time would be for a strikeout. As time called, it's a pitch clock violation on Luis Reyes. So clock violation on the starting pitcher for the Ballers, Luis Reyes. 1-0 count on Maxton Martin. Reyes is set, a 1-0 count, pitch to Martin. Weakly tap foul. Count evens and a ball and a strike on the Crawdads left fielder. Crawdads as a team last night batted 212, good enough for eighth in the Carolina League. The Ballers even worse, 176, 10th in the Carolina League. With that level of offense, kind of shocking to see those numbers. 1-1, smoke off the bag at first and into right base hit. Pollard will score. Here comes Torres. Up to second goes Martin. It's an RBI double, and this game is tied. Maxton Martin, two RBI. And Pollard and Torres come score. 2-2, now the score on the board. We are knotted at a pair. One out in the top of the third. Ben Hart will do up. Looking to give the Crawdads the lead. Reyes will wind and fire first pitch. Hart lifts this one high and foul. Count will run to nothing and one. On Ben Hartle at DH, struck out his first time up. Reyes had already just shy of 50 pitches. So working here in a situation where Kannapolis has had to probably reach into their bullpen tonight a little early. Hartle will ground this one a second, diving stop. Mogollon on a first play made for the out. Nice play by Mogollon. 4-3 on the putout for out number two. Maxton Martin to third. So a runner 90 feet away for Rafe Parrish with two outs. Rafe Parrish has one of Hickory's three hits tonight. Got a single to lead off the second. Runner at third with two outs. Reyes' pitch fouled off by Rafe Parrish, and it's nothing and one. Looks like there is an arm tossing for Kannapolis in the pen. It's Manuel Villos getting loose for the Ballers down the line in right. Reyes set, working from the stretch. 0-1 pitch. Sharp grounder past Miller Green at first and into right base hit. That will score the runner Martin, and Rafe Parrish absolutely blisters an RBI single. And the Crawdads have taken now a 3-2 lead here in the top of the third. Pablo Guerrero due up, seventh batter of the frame for Hickory. Two outs here, top of the third. Crawdads have put up another three-run inning. It's their third three-run inning of this series, and we're again Only about 11 and a half innings through this series. Reyes set, first pitch to Guerrero. In there, called strike, nothing and one. Well, the two thorns in the side for the Ballers this series so far has been Maxton Martin and Rafe Parrish. Both of them coming through here in this top of the third. 0-1. Sharp grounder to short. Burrows to his right field on to second. Well in time. Nice play by Burrows. It's a fielder's choice for Guerrero. Out at second is Parrish on a 6-4. Third out is had, but it's three runs for the Crawdads on what is three hits with no errors and will be none left on base for the Crawdads. We'll be right back after this break. McLean, Bonimer, and Montgomery on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Mason Molina back of the bump for the Hickory Crawdads. It's the bottom of the third. Ballers trail 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pleasure to have you join us as Dan Helody, myself, giving you the call here for this one. Nick McLean digging in. It'll be Caleb Bonimer, Braden Montgomery to follow up in this bottom half of the third. This one upstairs, 1-1, as McLean still looking for his first hit as a Baller. 1-1 from Molina, popped up at first base. Guerrero will backtrack, can't find it in the lights. Now he has it for the first out. McLean out on a P3, out number one had. And now Caleb Bonimer, third baseman, due up. Bonimer found his first base hit as a Baller in the first inning. A single deep in the hole at short. First pitch inside and low for a 1-0 count. Molina winds and fires 1-0. Swung on, lifted high and foul. That'll end up out of the ballpark in foul territory. 1-1. Caleb Bonimer, third baseman from Okemos, Michigan, second round pick in 2024 by the White Sox. 1-1 inside and low. 2-1 on Caleb Bonimer. Number 11 overall prospect of the organization for the Chicago White Sox. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball upstairs, and Bonimer went chasing. Braden Montgomery is awaiting on deck. Already has a homer tonight, a two-run blast. From the line, 2-2. Swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt, and Bonimer will have to hustle to first. But it's a K2-3 as Molina picks up his sixth punch-out of the night. Two outs, nobody on. Braden Montgomery due up. Braden Montgomery stands in here with two outs. Already has a homer tonight. A two-run blast into left field. This one finds the zone for Molina. Nothing and one. Mason Molina, seventh rounder out of the University of Arkansas, former Razorback. As Montgomery grounds this one up the middle, played by the second baseman, Macias, on to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out, and that concludes one-third of tonight's baseball here in Kannapolis. Top of the fourth we go. Crawdads to bat, Lopez, Macias, and Pollard on the Wallers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Hickory put up a trio of runs in that top of the third inning. They'll look to find some more in this top of the fourth. Still Luis Reyes out on the bump for Kannapolis here. Top four, Crawdads with a 3-2 advantage. You're on game two of the season here in 2025. Nothing in one, your count as Lopez went chasing on a fastball low and inside. Take a peek at some of the other scores going on in the Carolina League tonight. Again, game two of the season tonight. 0-1 poked in the center. Chasing is McLean. He makes the catch for the out. And Lopez is down for the second time tonight. 0-2. As it'll be now Anthony's Macias. Take it in for the Crawdads. Bottom seven in Charleston. The River Dogs trailing 4-2 to the Myrtle Beach Bell. As they are trailing for the second game in a row. Bottom of the eighth inning, Columbia up 2-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets down at SRP Park in North Augusta. This one low and inside to Anthony's Macias, 1-0 count. Top of the fifth, Carolina is up 4-2 over Fredericksburg, looking for their second win of the season. Bottom five, scoreless, Delmarva and Salem. 1-0 lifted high and foul, it's 1-0. Hickory, of course, leading here 3-2 over Kannapolis. Fayetteville and Lynchburg remain scoreless. The Woodpeckers just 2 hours east of us here in Kannapolis, but we don't play them at all this season. 1-1 grounded to second. Longo Yon on the first in time of the out. A 4-3 put out for the second out. And now two up is Chandler Pollard. The way the Carolina League scheduling worked out this year, no games against Fayetteville at all. So no renewal of the rivalry between the Ballers and the Peckers. I'm convinced that we'll see a bunch of other teams that are made up and completely fictional before we'll play the Woodpeckers again. A check swing from Pollard. He goes around and no dice. 0-1. Reyes is 0-1 is low and the count is 1-1. Now on the shortstop, Chandler Pollard. I'm convinced they could put a team in Concord, which is about 10 minutes from here. Name them the Concord Capybaras, and we wouldn't get to play it. 1-1 the count now, and moves to 1-2. A fastball in the outside corner. And Pollard now behind against Luis Reyes. Be cool to have a minor league team down the road in Concord. That kind of close rivalry would be fun. Bonnemer can't eat up the grind. Down ball line drive of the 1-2. And thrown over by Burroughs, not in time. It's easily a base hit as Bonnemer couldn't make the contact. So it's a base knock for Chandler Pollard. Two-out single puts one on for the Crawdads, and it's Marcos Torres due up. So Torres will stand in. He walked his last time up. Manuel Veloz now going to go back out and toss for Kannapolis as Reyes is at 63 pitches. Two outs, top four. I don't think Reyes has got much left in the tank. First pitch strike for Marcos Torres, the nine-hole batter. Palmer is looking to avoid falling for the second game in a row to Hickory. Snap throw over to first. Not in time. Pollard back in there safely. Good lead at first for Chandler Pollard, a guy with a lot of speed. Reyes winds, runner goes, and lifted in the air by Torres. This will be found in left center by McLean, but caught in left field on a stumble by Braden Montgomery. Had to fight some of the lights out in left center, but catch made for the out at F7 for Marcos Torres. No runs on one hit, but no errors, and one left on. Bottom four we go. Wolko, Miller Green, and Salke. A lot of pop going to the plate, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom four, George Wolko leads it off. First pitch strike for the lefty in Mason Molina for strike one. Wolko 0-1 with a looking strikeout his first time up. Three strikeouts already on the year for Wolko. Takes a healthy half on the 0-1 and misses. It's nothing and two. Lyle Miller Green awaiting on deck. Casey Salke in the hole. The DH will bat for Kannapolis in the bottom of the fourth. Elsewhere in the White Sox organization, looks like they have a certain something going on down in Charlotte. The Knights and Norfolk Tides playing in that contest down at Truist Park, Truist Field, I should say. It's 3-0 Norfolk, and there's a extra zero where it doesn't belong for the Knights. Bottom of the first, they just got started in Birmingham. The Barons hosting the Knoxville Smokies. As Wilco swings 1-2, can't make contact. Is another strikeout for Molina, seventh of the night. One down, and standing in is Lyle Miller-Green. So Wilco swings and misses. It's the lefty Molina. Fourth strikeout of the season already for Wilco. Down, first pitch to Miller Green. Check swing, he moves around, says John Miller, the home plate umpire. And the count is nothing and one. Miller Green, 0 for 1, struck out earlier tonight against this lefty Mason Molina. 1-1 your count as Miller Green watched that one in the dirt. Molina's got the black tops on, of course, gray pants, and then he's got the black cleats on as the 1-1 grounder to short. Miller Green running, but not in time, as the throw is in time from Pollard. A 6-3 ground out for round number two. Now standing in is Casey Sauke. It's Casey Betty making her presence shown here. Fourth inning, Ballers bat dog. Molina from the line, first pitch to Sauke. In there called strike, nothing and one. Sauke looking for his first hit of the season. 0 for 1 with a strikeout in tonight's action against Molina. 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Lopez. There is an arm tossing for Hickory in the pen, as is for Kannapolis. One final to report in the White Sox org, Winston Salem blasting the Rhone Emperors today, 16-6. Ryan Galaney had six RBI, including a grand slam. Former Baller has a 13th round pick in 2023 out of Wofford. Showing off the pop in today's game against the Emperors. This one catches the upstairs corner. And Casey Sauke has a 1-2 count. Molina winds and fires 1-2. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. 8 strikeouts in 4 innings for Mason Molina. He has had his stuff going tonight, as it's no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on yet again for Kannapolis. Ballers haven't had a base runner since the second. They'll look to break that in the bottom half of the fifth. But we got the top half of the fifth coming first. Cabrera, Martin, and Hartle. And Manuel Veloz on for Kannapolis when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, the Ballers have elected to make a pitching change. It's Manuel Veloz on the mound, 6 foot, 285-pound, 24-year-old, a righty on the mound for Kannapolis in relief. First pitch to Yeremy Cabrera in there for a called strike. Nothing and one on the Crawdad center fielder. Veloz is on in relief here of Luis Reyes, who had a bit of a rough sled in that first outing of his Ballers tenure. Four innings. He gives up three runs on five hits. Just had a rough third inning. Other than that, looked pretty sharp. Veloz is 1-1 in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes on Yeremy Cabrera. Maxton Martin, Ben Hartle to follow here in the order. Veloz, a free agent signing in 2019, the longest tenured player on the Ballers roster in the White Sox org. Sinker, four-seamer, changeup, slider, cutter for Manuel Veloz. 1-2 pitch popped up over our heads, and the count works to still 1-2. He's pitched in portions of the last three seasons with the Ballers. Career 14-4 record with a 3.14 ERA. I got a nice slice of Oreo pie, 3.14. Veloz winds and fires 1-2. Low and inside. The count is two balls and two strikes. So Luis Reyes is done. All in all, a pretty solid day despite the three runs in the third. Not quite the dog that Luis Reyes was looking for. Nonetheless, Manuel Veloz going to follow up on that here in this top of the fifth. Full count, payoff pitch to Cabrera. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Manuel Veloz picks up his first punch out of the season. It's a strikeout of Yeremy Cabrera, who's now 0-for-3. One out, and it's Maxton Martin due up. Maxton Martin, the left fielder, 1-for-2. An RBI double back in the third, and then a strikeout in the first. Veloz winds and fires first pitch. This one popped high and foul. And the count is nothing and one. Nothing and one, your count with one out. And Martin looking for a multi-hit game, the first time facing Veloz. From the line, pitch on the way. Rounded a second, Mogollon to his left field. On to first is in time for the out. 4-3 in the ground out for Maxton Martin. There's out number two, and it's Ben Hartle due up. Veloz took some time in the offseason and made it a priority to get back right, as I was talking to him. He lost 30 pounds in the offseason, completely changed his body structure, completely retooled himself as an athlete, trying to improve his delivery, have a little bit of a smoother delivery, and increase some velocity. First pitch, broken bat, grounded to third. Bonnemer makes the play on to first in time for the out. 5-3 on the ground out for out number three. 1-2-3 frame for Manuel Veloz. It'll take us into the bottom of the fifth. Ballers trail 3-2. Harris, Burroughs, Mogollon. We come back here at the Ballers Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris leads off the bottom half of the fifth. Ballers trailing 3-2. It's a new arm on the bump here for the Hickory Crawdads. It's Brock Porter taking over for the Crawdads, a righty who is pretty well endowed in this lineup for the single-A affiliates of the Texas Rangers. Fourth rounder in 2022 out of Milford, Michigan is Brock Porter. 1-1 inside. It's 2-1 on Calvin Harris. Brock Porter, a very highly touted prospect, reaching high as the top five in the Rangers org coming into 2023, but honestly, all things considered, had a good year in 2023 with the Down East Wood Ducks, and really struggled last year to find his way with Hickory. Had an over 6 ERA in 3 games. They sent him back down to the Complex League where he worked from there as Harris works the count full against this new arm in Brock Porter. 5 games, 4 starts. Porter was 0-2 last year in the Complex League with a 7.36 ERA. 11 walks, 10 punchouts as Porter brings up Harris for strike 3. First punch out of the game for Brock Porter. Mason Molina's day is done. And one out, it's Ryan Burrows due up. Molina goes 4 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits. Grand total of 1 walk and 8 punch outs. A solid night's work for Mason Molina. First pitch for Ryan Burrows up and in for ball 1 from this arm in Brock Porter. 1-0 pitch from Porter outside. It's now 2-0 as Brock Porter, as we were talking about him, 11 innings, 11 walks, 10 strikeouts, had a whip of over 1.5 in 40 at-bats he faced in the Complex League. 1-1 swing and a miss. Ryan Burrows behind. It's 1-2. Burrows today is 0-1. Swings and misses on a 2-1 from Porter, 2-2. Brock Porter known mainly for his changeup. He's got a pretty solid fastball, 93-95 range, but it's his changeup that he was so highly touted for coming out of the draft out of high school in Michigan. He was part of Team USA a little bit. Very well-respected arm in the Rangers org, despite falling off of their prospect lists. 2-2 fouled off. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. On to Ryan Burrows. Javier Mogollon is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth. Ballers trail by a run. It's 3-2. Still just 2 hits tonight against Hickory. It's been a slow start tonight for the Ballers at the plate, and it just keeps going as Brock Porter rings up another batter looking. It's Ryan Burrows for the second out of the frame. And 10 ballers have now struck out through 4 2/3. And it's Javier Mogollon digging in. 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch to Mogollon. Finds the zone. Nothing and one on the Baller second baseman. Brock Porter at 6'5", 210 pounds. A 1 outside. The count evens at 1-1. One. 1-1 up and in on Mogollon, and it hits him for a hit by pitch. So the Ballers will have their first base runner of the set since the second inning. It's a hit by pitch. Mogollon will take his base. 1 on and 2 outs for Nick McClain. Nick McClain digs in with Mogollon at first base. Nothing and one the count on the center fielder tonight, Nick McClain. As Brock Porter continuing his night on the bump. The Michigan righty A one is inside. It's 1-1. Ilford, Michigan, 21 years of age, went to St. Mary's Preparatory High School. Runner goes, Mogollon, and it's fouled off by McLean. So the count will move to 1-2. Mogollon now after a retreat back to first. Caleb Barnumer, the batter on deck. Mogollon goes 1-2, breaking ball in there. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And Brock Porter gets three looking strikeouts to start his night in the fifth. And it's nearly one runner stranded here as McLean looks at strike three. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one left on. Top of the sixth we go. Ballers lead 3-2. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fans, it's no secret. Atrium Health is where the best health care is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the sixth, Manuel Velo is back on the bump. Inning number two of work for the righty. It's in there for a called strike of the first pitch to the batter Rafe Parrish for strike one. Velo's working from the windup, a one pitch. Parrish skies this one in the center. Should be playable for McLean, and taking a couple of hop steps to his right. Catch made for the first out. F8 on the scorebook for the first out. Now Pablo Guerrero gets his first crack at Manuel Velo's. Velo's known for leaving a plush toy elephant on the dugout railing in honor of his young son. Ends up all the way on the end of the dugout railing. Wherever Kannapolis is, wherever Velo's is pitching, he travels with him and ends up in his locker. Then when he pitches, he brings it out and sets it on the railing. In honor of his son, 1-0 pitch to Guerrero in there for a called strike. The count is 1-1. Guerrero, a fly out and a fielder's choice today, yet to reach base against these ballers. Velo's winds and fires 1-1. Hard hit, fly ball, shallow center. McLean giving chase, won't get there, it falls base hit. Guerrero has his first hit of the game, now 1-for-3. It's a one-out single, and Guerrero has his first hit of the series. One on, one out. Digging in now will be Jesus Lopez, the catcher, 0-for-2 tonight. So the young gun, Pablo Guerrero,
That's a dive back and a first. The Lowe's with a quick pickoff attempt. It's not in time. For the first pitch to Jesus Lopez. The Lowe's is set. First pitch to Lopez. A cracked ground ball to short. Burrows drops the ball at short. No outs to be recorded. Drop the ball on a shuffle footstep. Trying to get to second. And that'll be what is a E6 on the play very clearly. It allows Guerrero to get to second. It looked like a double play ball to get out of the inning. Instead, this could come back to haunt Kannapolis. Anthony's Macias. Stand in with now two on and one out. Very clearly there. I mean, not remotely close. Burrows just kind of dropped the ball. First pitch on the way. Macias skies it into center, hit well. McClain backtracking towards the gap in left center, makes the catch for the out. Throw goes in towards third. It'll be picked up by Bonnemer. Runners move up, though, and it does not play a factor. So up to second and third go Guerrero and Lopez. Macias flies out of the F8. For the second out. Now Chandler Pollard digs in. Pollard's been a pest all night. 2 for 2, a multi-hit game. Two outs, Veloz's first pitch. Breaking ball up and in. Nothing in the zone, so it's a 1-0 count. Chandler Pollard. Pollard from Kennesaw, Georgia. Fifth rounder in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. 1-0 pitch inside, runs in and hits Pollard in the hip. So now bases chunk full of crawdaddies with two outs. And the nine-hole batter is Marcos Torres. Tough spot here for Veloz. Of course, not really in this situation to his own doing. As Jacob Doris will come out to talk with Veloz and Calvin Harris. This would have been completely a different inning had Burrows been able to make the clean play at short. At least get one out. Now backs against the wall, bases loaded. Marcos Torres has walked and flown out tonight, so he can put the ball in play as he's shown that effort tonight. Lowe's will wind and fire. Time called. It's a balk, and they're going to call the balk here. Chad Pinder doesn't like the call. Neither does Jacob Doris. And now the umpires are going to get together. A balk is called. But now the umpires are going to talk. And they're going to send the runners back everywhere to where they were. So Carlos Maldonado doesn't like it. But no balk on the play. No balk. Everyone goes back to where they were. And no pitch. From the line, Veloz's first pitch to Marcos Torres. Finds the zone, nothing and one. Kannapolis had a good point in the dugout. They made sure to voice their opinions. And field umpire Alan Bryan coming to the rescue here of John Miller. Low one inside for ball one on Marcos Torres, the right fielder. 1-1 your count. On the right fielder, bases chunked full of the crawfish. Popped up on the 1-1, broken bat towards short. Burrows will squeeze on it. Catch made and crisis averted. Kannapolis escapes the inning without allowing anything in the form of runs, and they will look to move on to the sixth inning, where they'll face a new arm for the Crawdads when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. Anudis Mejia, the new arm on the bump for the Hickory Crawdads, 5'11", 180-pound righty from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. As Caleb Bonnemer is going to dig into the batter's box, time called, and then running out from his crouch was Lopez. I don't think that Mejia realized that the clock was running as low as it was. It was down to 5 seconds, and he wasn't even set and ready to go. So Lopez goes sprinting out and saves it from being a clock violation, but they do use up another mound visit. It'll be Bonnemer, Montgomery, and Woco against Anudis Mejia. Brock Porter's day is done. 3 strikeouts in 1 inning. No hits, no runs, and no walks. Anudis Mejia is from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. Non-drafted free agent signee in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. 21 years of age, 7 games last year across 2 teams, 2 games in down east with 1 start. First pitch to Bonnemer in the zone for a nothing and 1 count. From the line, Mejia's 0-1 to Bonnemer, low one outside. Now a 1-1 count. Caleb Bonnemer tonight, 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout on the board for the Ballers third baseman. 1-1 outside, 2-1 on the third baseman, Caleb Bonnemer. Ballers have struck out 11 times as a team through 5 innings. Trying to lower that number here against the Crawdads bullpen. 2-1. Outside, 3-1, sharp eye from Bonnemer. Ballers with just 2 hits tonight, one of those being a 2-run homer from Braden Montgomery. 3-1, fastball upstairs, ball 4. And Caleb Bonnemer's drawn the free pass. A leadoff walk puts one on for the Ballers. Just the second walk of the night for Kannapolis. One on, nobody out for the left fielder, Braden Montgomery. Braden Montgomery played center field last night. Did not pick up a hit tonight in left field. Homers and grounds out as a snap throw to first. Bonnemer back in safely after a check throw from Anudis Mejia. Good lead for Bonnemer at first, a guy that has a little bit of wheels on him. First pitch to Montgomery, inside corner. Nothing and one, the count. Switch hitter from Madison, Mississippi, is Braden Montgomery. He went to school at Stanford and Texas A&M. 12th overall pick by the Boston Red Sox last year. Traded in the Garrett Crochet deal. A one. Fastball inside. Montgomery watches it all the way. One and one. Truly a gamer, a guy that likes to go out and play his style of game. Doesn't really care about what the outside sources are saying about him. Just goes out and plays his game. Can smell the passion of baseball coming off him every time he steps in and enters the game. 1-2 the count on a Braden Montgomery. There's guys you can tell that just love the game of baseball. Eat, sleep, and breathe it practically, and Braden Montgomery is one of those guys. Wants to win at any level he's at. Ball and two strikes. Pitch on the way. This one fouled off a mile an hour. Just a little too much over our heads. 1-2. All I got to say is thank goodness for the protective netting. We've never had one, knock on wood, here in the press box. Now that I say that, it's going to happen at some point. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the third. And Montgomery down on strikes. Strikes out for the first time tonight. Runner still on for the ballers with one out. And George Wolko due up. Trying to put a ball in play for the first time tonight. Wolko, 6'7", lefty bat. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts in this game. First pitch. Inside corner for strike one. Wolko didn't like the call. Unless he'll live to see another game and another day. Lime green bat tape with pink batting gloves for George Wolko. Bonnemer's at first, decent lead. A one outside, one and one on a breaking ball from Mejia. Nudis Mejia has been in the organization since 2022 for Texas. A career 6.28 ERA in 22 games, six starts. 1-1, runner fakes going. Wolko swings and misses the ball in the dirt, 1-2. Wolko tattooed a ball in the right field on Wednesday in the Future Sox Showdown. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch to Wolko. Swing and a miss. Score strike three. Wolko strikes out for the third time tonight. Two outs now in the frame. Bonnemer at first. It is Lyle Miller-Green due up. So Wolko struck out five times over two games now. Miller-Green digs in, one on and two outs. First pitch is outside. It's a 1-0 count. It's time called. Here comes Lopez to talk to Mejia. Bonnemer didn't get on base last night, so no real indication of his speed quite yet here in Kannapolis this season. Second mound visit of the game for Hickory. 3-2 your score, bottom six. Ballers do trail the Crawdads, trying to avoid a second straight loss. One oh pitch. Miller-Green swings at a ball in the dirt. Bonnemer breaks for second. Productive swing and miss. Miller-Green calls a distraction. And breaking for second is Bonnemer. Likely wild pitch as Bonnemer wasn't going to start that pitch sequence. So he can't award a stolen base if he wasn't already running. 1-1 count. He is set 1-1 to Miller Green. Breaking ball inside corner, 1-2. It is, in fact, a wild pitch, so Bonnemer gets to second. Still is yet to find his way with a stolen base. He has set a long look at second. Pitch to Miller Green. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Another strikeout for the Ballers power trio. And that's the third out of the inning. So after a leadoff walk from Bonnemer, three straight strikeouts of Montgomery, Wilco, and Miller Green. Vianudis Mejia, back third of baseball we go to the seventh. Top of the order for the Crawdads. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Jeremy Cabrera leads it off top of the seventh for the Hickory Crawdads. It's Jesus Mendez on the bump for the Ballers. Fastball, slider, changeup for the righty as Mendez returns to the bump. First time of this season he's pitched for Canapple, has spent all of last season here. Allowed 11 runs over his last five outings, so started the season hot, but really tapered off in the later portions of the season for the hard-throwing righty. 0-2 your count as Cabrera can't make contact. Cabrera, Martin, and Hartle. The 3-2 up for Hickory in this top of the seventh. Mendez winds and fires 0-2 fastball up and away. It's 1-2 on Jeremy Cabrera. Mendez, 5'11", 180 pounds from Valencia, Venezuela. Blue glove this year for Mendez. Works well with the red jerseys. 1-2, swing and a miss. 96 miles an hour, he struck him out. Another strikeout for Jeremy Cabrera. He is now 0-for-4 tonight. And Maxton Martin, batter due up for the Crawdads. Maxton Martin, an RBI double, a strikeout, and a ground out. First pitch to Maxton Martin, low and outside for ball one to the Crawdads left fielder. Mendez is the Ballers' closer for most of last year. Lost feel for his control late in the season. He's devoted more of a setup role. As Martin blasts the 1-0 high and deep, right field, looking up, and looking, that ball is out of here. solo shot for Maxton Martin. It's the first home run in a right field this year for Atrium Elf Ballpark, but it's a visiting Maxton Martin. So now Kannapolis trailing 4-2. 7 hits for the Crawdads, just 2 for the Ballers tonight. And Ben Hartle, the batter, new up. So the DH, Ben Hartle, digs in 0-for-3, a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. That pitch is in there for a called strike from Mendez, 0-1. Maxton Martin, his first homer of the season. Obviously, it's only game number 2 of the season. A 1 count with 1 out. Pitch on the way from Mendez. Swing and a miss for strike 2. 0-2 on Hartle to DH. Rafe Parrish, third baseman, is awaiting on deck. First base side of the rubber for Mendez, trying to stretch the zone against the right-handed bat of Hartle. This one popped up in foul ground, and Miller Green gives chase. Sunder it makes the catch for the out. P3 is the second out of this seventh frame. And now Rafe Parrish digs in 2-4-3 tonight. So Rafe Parrish stands in, switch hitting third baseman for Hickory. And Jesus Mendez, the hard-throwing righty. First pitch, in there for a called strike, 0-1. Pablo Guerrero is your batter on deck. Parrish 2-for-3 as mentioned. He has 2 of the 7 hits for Hickory in this game. 0-1. Lifted into left. This one's hit well. Montgomery trailing. Warning track ball. It's out of here. Two solo shots for the Crawdads. First Maxton Martin, now Rafe Parrish. Both guys have been a thorn in the side of the Ballers all weekend. And the lead is now 5-2 for the Crawdads. 2 outs, Pablo Guerrero, the batter. Two outs, first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1 on Pablo Guerrero. Pablo Guerrero, son of Vladimir Guerrero Sr. Tonight is 1-4-3. Lines this one a short. Burrows can't make the play. Gets loose in the left. Base hit. And now the Crawdads have a base runner in this top of the seventh. A single makes it their third hit of this inning against Mendez. One on, two outs for Jesus Lopez. Harrison Ryan Burrows out to talk with Jesus Mendez. Whitey's not had his best stuff tonight. Certainly has looked a little lost. Got the early strikeout, but here has allowed a couple of home runs. Out comes home plate umpire John Miller to break up a mound visit for Kannapolis. Lopez digs in 0-4-3. He did reach base last time up thanks to an error from Ryan Burrows. pitch, ball in the dirt for ball one on Jesus Lopez. Good lead at first for Pablo Guerrero. Lopez grounds this one. A first snag by Lyle Miller. Green play made for a 3-U put out. He steps in the bag himself. He barely had a move to tag the base. Play made for the third out. But Hickory adds a pair of home runs from Maxton Martin and Rafe Parrish. They'll send us into the bottom half of the seventh. Time to stretch. Salke, Harris, Burrows do it when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Casey Salke leads off bottom of the seventh. First pitch is up and in from Mejia for ball one. Salke, Harris, and Ryan Burrows two up here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We trail by now three. Hickory put up a pair in that top of the seventh. In there for a called strike, and it's now 1-1 on Casey Salke. There is an arm tossing down the line in right for Kannapolis. We'll see who it is as Salke swings and misses. Ball and two strikes on the Ballers designated hitter, Casey Salke. Yet to see him play in the field this season. Two starts, both at DH for Casey Salke. Mejia winds and fires 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout for Mejia. Salke is the fourth straight baller to strike out in the order. Fourth strikeout for Mejia. And now Calvin Harris digs in with one out in this bottom of the seventh. Ballers have about 8 outs to work with. Pitch to Harris, up and in for ball one. A nice effort from Mejia, 94 up and in, just a little too far up and in. Harris tonight 0 for 1. He gets a foul tip on the 1-0. It's 1-1. Kannapolis looking to avoid falling in two straight games to these Hickory Crawdads. Again, a loss tonight would give a series win to Hickory. 1-1 is low, and the count is 2-1. These two sides will face off again in mid-May over at LP France Stadium in Hickory. 2-1, Harris fouls it off. Two balls and two strikes on the Ballers' backstop. Hickory on Tuesday starts their first full week of action at home against the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-2, Harris grounds this one a second. Played by Macias on a first, easily in time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out is out number two. And Ryan Burrows now due up. Nobody on base, two outs. So Hickory will open up on Tuesday at home against Augusta. Annapolis will hit the road for the first time this season in their only visit to Lynchburg for a six-game set with the Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. First pitch finds the zone from Mejia to Ryan Burrows, nothing and one. A 1-1 pitch, Burrows watches it, low one outside, and the count is 1-1. Burrows a slightly open stance. Mejia has struck out four batters of the six he's seen. 1-1, now 1-2. One walk, four punch outs, and a ground out. For Anudis Mejia in tonight's action. 1-2 pitch on the way. Burrows swings and foul tips it off the catcher Lopez. Count is at 1-2 on Ryan Burrows, a shortstop. One-two pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Lopez. Javier Mogollon, second baseman, awaiting on deck. From the line, 2-2 to Burrows. This one's lifted high and deep right center. Hit well back tracking. Cabrera on the run. Covers a whole lot of ground and makes the catch for the out. Ryan Burrows makes solid contact, but Cabrera covers a whole bunch of ground. And the catch is made for the out. Top of the eighth we go. Ballers will have a new arm when we come back here in the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. 5-2 Crawdads over Kannapolis. Arm is Blake Shepherdson making his Ballers debut. Shepherdson, 6'5", 11th round pick out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Blake Shepherdson pitching at San Francisco before being drafted in the 11th round by the White Sox. Shepherdson on first pitch, broken back, ground ball to short. Burrows fields on a first, he goes to the play. One pitch, one out. 6-3 on the ground now for the first out. And now two up is Chandler Pollard. So Blake Shepherdson makes his Ballers debut here in relief of Jesus Mendez, who has a bit of a rough go of it. Two runs on what is three hits in one inning of work with no walks and one punch out. Shepherdson, fourth arm used tonight by Kannapolis. This one low for ball one to Chandler Pollard. Hickory has scored five runs on nine hits tonight. Kannapolis has been held without a hit for quite some time. They haven't had a hit since the first inning. This one is low, and the count is now a 3-0 on Chandler Pollard. It is a free pass issued to Pollard. Looks like the walk is issued. So Pollard a one-out walk. And now Marcos Torres, the batter, due up. Torres in right field tonight. 0 for 2, a couple of flyouts, a pop-out. Runner goes first pitch, snagged by Harris. A snap on a second, great throw, but not in time to get the speedy Pollard a stolen base. So 1-0 count at the plate on Marcos Torres, and a stolen base for Pollard, his second of the night. Pollard did not steal one last night, but he swiped a pair in this one. Hickory looking to expand on their lead as Kannapolis has found zero offense in the form of hits since the first inning. Low pitch, Torres smokes it foul, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike on Marcos Torres. Jeremy Cabrera, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth, Ballers trail by three. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, 5-3 Carolina over Fredericksburg in the bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the eighth, Salem up 4-1 over Delmarva. Top seven, Lynchburg over Fayetteville out at Sangre Stadium. Shepherdson sent 1-1. This one inside gets by Harris. Up to third will go Pollard on what is a wild pitch from Blake Shepherdson. Two finals to report. Myrtle Beach goes to 2-0. They win 4-3 over Charleston tonight. Columbia picks up their first win. 3-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets down at SRP Park. In a battle of the bugs, the Fireflies and the Green Jackets. Two balls and a strike. Shepherdson set. Pitch on the way to Torres. Low and inside for ball three. So 3-1 your count on Marcos Torres. Shepherdson a sinker, four-seamer, changeup, sweeper, and cutter. Shepherdson hailing from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Spent some time with the West Virginia Black Bears last summer in the Appalachian League. Big fly fisher in his free time. 3-1 swing and a miss. 3-2 now the count. Full count with one out. Shepherdson's pitch swung on, grounded foul by Marcos Torres. Count is at 3-2. Pollard is up at third now after a stolen base and a wild pitch. Blake Shepherdson set, 3-2, inside for ball four. Second walk of the inning for Blake Shepherdson. So now runners on the corners with one out. It'll be Jeremy Cabrera, center fielder, digging in. So Cabrera will bat. Here comes Jacob Doris to talk to Blake Shepherdson, who has at least shown tonight that Finding the zone has been a bit of a struggle for us. So Jacob Doris out to talk with Blake Shepherdson, who has got himself in a bit of a struggle situation. Doris will retreat back to the dugout. Another mound visit here for Kannapolis is charged. Jeremy Cabrera will dig in here. 0 for 4 tonight. A ground out in the first and third. A strikeout in the fifth and seventh. On the corners with one out, pitch on the way. This one's outside for ball one on Jeremy Cabrera. Crawdads lead by a trio. They've got nine hits to Kannapolis's two. 1-0, low one inside. 2-0, Shepherdson really having struggles finding the inner portions of the plate. All of his strike calls have been mainly on the outer half. Pitch to Cabrera. This one's outside. He stretched it too far out, and it's 3-0. Shepherdson listed at 6'5", another tall righty pitcher in that bullpen for Kannapolis. So now Eric McAtee is going to get up tossing for Kannapolis just in case further help is needed. 3-0. Outside by a mile, ball four. That'll load the bases. And Hickory now has a runner at every base thanks to some free passes. Pollard, Torres, Cabrera. Now Maxton Martin, who's already got one home run tonight, will step in. And his bases loaded, one out. One out, bases chunked full of crawdaddies. First pitch to Martin, breaking ball low. 1-0 count, that's five balls in a row. Here for Maxton Martin's pitcher in Blake Shepherdson. Shepherdson having struggles locating, and it continues here on the 1-0. Outside, it's 2-0. Now Eric McAtee is going to have to hurry up with how quickly he warms up here. You don't want to walk home more than, say, one run. Shepherdson probably going to see his leash tightened here. 2-0, swing and a miss. 2-1. Shepherdson hung an 87-mile-an-hour breaking ball in the inner corner, and Maxton Martin thought he could make contact. Two-one pitch, just a touch outside, didn't miss by much, 3-1. On deck awaiting is Ben Hartle, who is 0 for 4, but of course a dangerous bat. 3-1, Martin makes contact, fouls it off, three balls and two strikes now. Shepherdson getting his counts worked in a little later. A lot of that has been his struggle to find the plate. 19 pitches, just six strikes for Blake Shepherdson. Full count, payoff pitch, low one outside, ball four, and then a walk, a run home. Pollard will score. To third goes Torres, to second Cabrera, Maxton Martin. Is the fourth walk of the inning. And here comes Chad Pinder. He's seen enough. Blake Shepherdson's night is done. And we'll see a switch to Eric McAtee here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live Ballers elect for a pitching change. We'll be right back with all the details. Eric McAtee makes his season debut after Blake Shepherdson walks four crawdads as time called, pitch clock violation on McAtee. So we'll start the count with a 1-0 count on Ben Hartle. McAtee enters, 6'5", 215-pound 24-year-old from Oak Harbor, Ohio. Is Eric McAtee. He spent his final year of college at Stetson down in Florida, home of the Hatters. Named for, of course, Mr. Stetson, who invented that trademark cowboy hat. 2-0 the count on Ben Hartle. Bases loaded here with one out. Pitch on the way. This one low on the 2-0. Now 3-0. Stetson University founded in 1883 as DeLand Academy. In 1889, its name was changed to John B. Stetson University. To honor John B. Stetson, who was a hat manufacturer, mainly of those cowboy hats again, who was making very generous donations to the university. 3-0 inside corner. Count is 3-1. Stetson University out of DeLand, Florida, in the Orlando-Daytona Beach area, kind of halfway between Orlando and Daytona. 3-1 pitch on the way from McAtee. This one fouled off, and the count runs to 3-2. Full count on Ben Hartle. Bases loaded here in the top of the eighth. 6-2 crawdads over Kannapolis in game two of this series. Game three tomorrow, 1:30 first pitch. Hope you're able to join us here. KCBallers.com, 704-932. 3-2-6-7 for tickets. 3-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And Eric McAtee picks up his first strikeout as a Baller officially. He did pitch on a Wednesday and had a few. McAtee picks up the strikeout here. So in steps Rafe Parrish, bases loaded, two outs. Parrish already had a home run, a three-hit game for him, two singles and a home run. Bases juice, two outs for Parrish, the former Lehigh bat. drafted by the Texas Rangers. This pitch misses. It's 1-0 from Eric McAtee. McAtee looking in for the signs. He'll come set, working exclusively from the stretch. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball inside for ball two. Didn't miss by much. Spent just the 1 year at Stetson, did McAtee. 9 starts on 17 appearances. Finished his season with 1 run allowed over his final 9 in the third innings. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Parrish can't make contact. 2-1. Some famous alumni of Stetson University. Jacob DeGrom. Fernie's a pretty good pitcher. Corey Kluber, also a really good pitcher. A lot of Florida politicians. McAtee's 2-1 outside corner. Two balls and two strikes on Rafe Parrish. Runner at third is Torres. At second is Cabrera. Maxton Martin's at first for the Crawdads. 2-2 count on Rafe Parrish with Eric McAtee pitching. 2-2 on the way. So we're going to foul tip from Rafe Parrish. And the count will run full. On deck awaiting is Pablo Guerrero. Annapolis has 6 outs to work with. They trail by 4 runs. For the way the offense has looked tonight, it has been a struggle bus of maximum proportions. 2-2 on the way. This one fouled off. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Ballers' offense late here. If they want to make a comeback, they're going to have to go as crazy as that little baby hippo I keep seeing all over TikTok. Her name is what? Mudang? I think is the name of the hippo. Apparently when she gets the zoomies, it's just absolutely crazy. The Ballers have to do that late in this game. Pull off something similar to what Hickory did yesterday. 2-2. Outside corner, ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. McAtee comes in and rings up a pair of Crawdads and leaves the bases loaded for the Crawdads. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Ballers trail by 4. It's not insurmountable, but a lot of work to do. They're looking for their first hit since the first inning. We'll be right back after this break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Javier Mogollon leads it off. Bottom of the eighth inning as the Ballers trail by four. Not done yet. Not insurmountable. Crawdads put up six runs in the final two innings of action. A lot of work to do for Kannapolis, who haven't had a hit since the first inning. Mogollon, McLean, and Bonnemer due up here in this bottom of the eighth. 2-0 is low to Mogollon. It's 3-0. Mogollon had four walks in last night's contest. See what he's able to cook up here. 3-0 up and in, ball four. Four-pitch walk. Set it, and it came to life. Mogollon reaches base for what is the second time tonight. He was hit by a pitch back in the fifth. So now one on, nobody out. A lot of speed in the base paths for Nick McLean. Nick McLean steps in. First pitch on the way from Mejia. Low it inside for ball one. Mejia's been in the game since the sixth. He's got four punch outs. Has walked now two batters, but he's picked up a couple of key outs as needed. 1-0 to McLean. This one lined in a right. That'll fall for a base hit. Rounding for third is Mogollon. He will be held up there safely. And Nick McLean has his first hit as a Baller, and the Baller's first hit since the first inning as McLean breaks through and finally finds life in the offense. On the corners of the Ballers with nobody out, it's Caleb Bonnemer. A little need to breathe on the speakers when Caleb Bonnemer walks to the plate. Some good music up in here. Time call. Pitch clock violation issue to the pitcher, Mejia. Caleb Bonnemer will start his AB with a 1-0 count. Seeing a base hit from the Ballers after such a long period of time is refreshing as an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Or Pepsi. Or your drink of choice. I'm not judging. 1-0 is outside. 2-0 the count on the third baseman, Caleb Bonnemer. Me, I'm trying to stick to water. The pollen is absolutely murdering my sinuses, and if you haven't noticed, my voice hasn't been the greatest this weekend, but it's been awesome to get to call these games here for you. As out to track with Mejia is Landon Hutchison. I appreciate everyone tuning in and joining us here on the broadcast. My fourth season is Voice of the Ballers. Blessed to be here every step of the way. Hickory's put up three runs in their last two frames. Ballers, they've only picked up their first hit recently since the first inning. They have three hits. A single from Bonnemer, a home run from Montgomery, and a single from Nick McLean. 2-0 count on Bonnemer. There's an arm tossing for Hickory in the pen. Mejia's pitch. Bonnemer swings. This one's healthily hacked down the line and right. Hooking foul. That'll end up in the seats for a 2-1 count. Bonnemer launching a foul ball down the line. So it's a 2-1 count. Pitch delivered from Mejia. Inside corner on a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Bonnemer reached on a walk his last time up, and it's the second on what was a wild pitch. Mogollon at third. McLean at first. A lot of speed in the base paths. Some power bats starting to step in. 2-2 upstairs. Count runs full. Bonnemer picked up his first hit as a Baller in the first inning. And and came around to score on a Braden Montgomery two-run homer. Full count, Mia set, payoff pitch. Just a touch outside, ball four. Ballers are not done yet. Mogollon's at third, McLean's at second. Caleb Bonnemer is at first. Bases are chock full of ballers. Tying run steps to the dish. It is Braden Montgomery who will stand in with a chance to offer some help. As here comes Carlos Maldonado, and that'll be the end of the night for Anudis Mejia. New arm coming for Hickory. And the biggest spot of the game for the Ballers coming up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. New arm on the way. We'll get you all the details when we come back in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Biggest spot of the game for the Ballers. Eric Loomis, now the pitcher for Hickory. 6 foot, 195-pound righty, 16th rounder of the 2024 draft out of Missouri State. Steps in with bases loaded. Nobody out. One of the top prospects in all of baseball, Braden Montgomery at the dish. Ballers trail by four, tying run at the plate. Loomis, 1-0 count, pitch on the way. Gets by the catcher in Lopez. Mogollon breaks for the plate. Play at the plate. He's saved. Mogollon slid it under the tag. Loomis couldn't get it down quick enough. And the wild pitch costs the Crawdads a run. As Mogollon gets in a score. McLean to third. Bonnemer to second. So now no chance at a double play. With Braden Montgomery at the dish. 2-0 count. Loomis is set. Pitch delivered. Fastball inside corner. 2-1. 96 on the radar gun from the righty Eric Loomis. This is just his third professional game. In two games last year with Down East. 0-1. He gave up one earned run on three innings of work. That's a hard-throwing righty. 2-1. Ground ball through and around. Base hit. Scoring is McLean. And held at third is Bonnemer. But it's an RBI single for Braden Montgomery. And the Ballers are far from done. They add another run to the board. It's 6-4. Runners on the corners. Still nobody out. And in steps King George Wolko. The go-ahead run. With nobody out and runners on the corners. Wolko 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts. Power on power matchup. First pitch outside for ball one on Wolko. Bottomer at third. Montgomery at first. Some speed in the base paths. Loomis winds and fires. Wolko swings into left. This one trailing down the line. Foul ball. Well hit, but landing foul in the Wayne Brothers pink area. So that makes the count 1-1. Good lead at first for Montgomery, the tying run. 1-1 outside to Wolko. And the count runs to 2-1. On the ball, there's right fielder. Had a double and a single in yesterday's game. Still trying to get on base for the second game in a row. Lyle Miller-Green on deck, so the Crawdads aren't out of the woods yet. Wolko swings on the 2-1. It's grounded foul into the baller's dugout down the first base line. It's 2-2. Three punch-outs for Wolko tonight, two for Miller-Green on deck. That being said, that would in fact entail that they are due. Loomis is 2-2, and the dirt blocked by Hartle. Count runs full. Again, Wolko draws a walk here. That will be the go-ahead run on base. And now the ballers all of a sudden will be staring at an opportunity to make it 3 outs and a win against these Hickory Crawdads. Eric Loomis, the righty from Missouri State, taken over as the fourth arm tonight for the Crawdads. And Wolko lifts this one in the left. And it is trailed by Martin. Catch made. But Bonnemer will tag from third and easily score. Wolko drives in the RBI. It's a sack fly for King George Wolko. And the ballers trail by one with one out. The tying run on first. And it's Lyle Miller-Green digging in. So a sack fly for Wolko puts another run on the board, and that means Mejia has been charged for 3 runs. Montgomery now the problem of Loomis. One out on the board, and Miller-Green will have to wait for his first pitch. A snap throw to check on Montgomery. All of a sudden, we have ourselves a ball game. Kannapolis finally able to rally for a pair of hits. They hadn't had any hits since the first inning. First pitch to Lyle Miller-Green finds the zone, 0-1. Power hitting 17th round pick out of Austin Peay. It is Lyle Miller-Green. Big spot for Kannapolis. 0-1, runner going, low at the plate, snapped on a second, Montgomery slides in at second safely for the stolen base. Montgomery picks up his first stolen base as a baller. And now the tying run in scoring position. Ball and a strike on Miller-Green. Casey Sauke, batter on deck. 1-1. Miller-Green taps it to third. Looked off at second is the runner at Montgomery. Parrish over to first in time for the out. So it's a 5-3 ground out for out number two. Tying run still at second. And it's Casey Sauke due up. All things considered, Montgomery's stolen base proves to be valuable, as with that tapped ground ball, probably would have been a double play. Sauke digs in, 0-4-3 with 3 strikeouts. First pitch gets by the catcher, Hartle, And into the third is going to be Montgomery on another wild pitch. So now the tying run 90 feet away for Kannapolis. Salke really only needs to put a ball in play here. Could cut this tension in the air with a knife. One ball and no strikes. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. Ballers trail by one. Tying run is 90 feet away. 1-0 from Loomis. Salke, big swing and a big miss. Nothing on a contact there. It's 1-1. And even if they don't tie the game here, they will have an opportunity in the bottom of the ninth. That being said, they also have to let Hickory bat in the top half of the ninth. 1-1 in there on a fastball at 96, and Salke is one strike away from a golden sombrero. Lefty bat of Calvin Harris awaiting on deck. He's proven to be the hero in games before. Salke gets the 1-2, swings and misses, and it's a golden sombrero for Casey Salke. And the tying run is left stranded. It's Braden Montgomery who will have to retreat back to the dugout without scoring. But the Ballers back in business. Three runs to the bottom of the eighth, and it's a one-run ball game. Top of the ninth we go. Kannapolis will need to hold on to this one-run game. They'll get the chance at the bottom of the ninth. We'll be right back after this break of the Ballers Baseball Network and the Valley Sports Live. Well, Eric McAtee is tasked with a pretty difficult task at that. He has to keep it a one-run ball game here against this Cronad offense that has been potent tonight. Pablo Guerrero digs in. First pitch from McAtee is in and out of the glove of Harris for what is a 1-0 count. Guerrero, Barroso, and Macias do up for the Crawdads in the top of the ninth inning. Guerrero, a multi-hit game, a fly out and a fielder's choice. This pitch finds the zone in the 1-0, 1-1 as McAtee takes a little something off it at about 89 miles an hour. Fastball, curveball, cutter, slider, changeup for McAtee. 1-1, a curveball outside, 2-1. And post-game fireworks tonight. And then tomorrow, 1:30 first pitch in the series finale. 2-1 to Guerrero. Up and in, almost hits him. 3-1. McAtee trying to find his way around some control here. seconds. Pablo Guerrero. Three-one count. Pitch from McAtee. Sharp ground ball to second. Eaten up by Mogollon on the first in time of the out. Good play from Javier Mogollon. It's a 4-3 ground out for the first out. And now Jesus Lopez. Catcher stands in for the Crawdads. Lopez will be lifted here. Or it looks like Baker Barroso. So Barroso enters as the catcher and gets his first AB of the night. This one is low and inside for ball one on Baker Barroso. Lopez, a strikeout, a flyout, a ground out and reached on an error, but Barroso is yet to appear here this season. 1-0 from McAtee, popped up over everybody's head, and the count is 1-1. Ball and a strike on Barroso. Anthony's Macias is awaiting on deck. Pitch on the way. This one popped up. A mile high in foul ground. Who's got it? Calvin Harris giving chase and makes the grab. He collides with the netting, but the catch is made for the second out. Good work from Calvin Harris to make the grab and record the second out of the inning. Collided with the netting here, pretty much right in front of us here in the press box in section 110. Two outs, and it's Macias stepping in against McAtee. First pitch, fastball outside corner, nothing and one. Anthony's Macias tonight, a strikeout, a ground out, a fly out, and a ground out. 0 for 4 in the seventh spot for the Crawdads. 0-1 outside for what is a 1-1 count. Ball and a strike on Anthony's Macias. McAtee's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball at 91. And it's 1-2. Ballers trying to rally and pick up their first win of the season. Trying to avoid slipping to 0-2 to start the season. 1-2 on the way. Lift in the air high and foul. And the count is still 1-2. Historically, Hickory has dominated Kannapolis. Hickory is 210 and 188 against Kannapolis. Tomorrow is actually the 400th game between Kannapolis and Hickory in their program's histories. 1-2 foul. Let's keep the count right there at 1-2. So in Kannapolis baseball history and Hickory's baseball history, tomorrow is their 400th meeting. Hickory actually notably a Chicago White Sox affiliate back in the 90s. For joining with the Texas Rangers. 1-2 is outside, two balls and two strikes. Hickory was a White Sox affiliate from 93 to 98. They joined the Texas Rangers organization in 2009 and now. 2-2, low and inside. Count will run full here on Anthony's Macias. Kannapolis, in their history, has not had a winning season against Hickory since 2010. Back on the Intimidators, we're still kicking it. 3-2, breaking ball, grounded foul. Keep the count where it is at 3-2. And the Ballers bat to the bottom of the ninth. It'll be the bottom three, Harris Burrows and Mogollon, who tonight are a combined 0 for 6, two walks and a hit by pitch. 3-2, ground ball to short. Burrows should be able to make this play to his left, he'll field on to first in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out. 1-2-3 go the Crawdads. Maggotty sits five batters down, and the Ballers will have to rally in the bottom of the ninth inning. They trail by one. It'll be Harris, Burrows, and Mogollon, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
To work with. One run is all that stands between the Hickory Crawdads and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Harris is 0 for 2. A strikeout and a ground out tonight. He has walked and stolen a base tonight. That was back in the second inning against Hickory's starter, Mason Molina. Now it's Eric Loomis. Hard-throwing righty from Missouri State is on the bump. He's allowed a couple of runs to cross the plate, including a Braden Montgomery RBI single. First pitch to Calvin Harris is outside for ball one. Ballers looking to avoid what would be a franchise third consecutive loss, season second consecutive loss. 1-0 from Loomis. Harris swings, pops it up, foul, 1-1. Harris, fourth rounder in 2023 out of Ole Miss. Loomis not charged for any of those runs in the eighth inning. All those runs charged to his predecessor, Anudis Mejia. 1-1 is outside. Two balls and a strike on Calvin Harris. Old school approach, no batting gloves. The wrist tape is all he needs. Known more for his bat, but is a pretty athletic catcher behind the dish. 3-1 now the count as Harris finds himself in a decent spot here against Loomis. There is an arm tossing for Kannapolis should things get hairy. 3-1. Swung on it, belted high in the air to center. This one's hit well, backtracking Cabrera on the edge of the wall, makes the catch. Harris puts a charge into that one, but it's caught by Cabrera, who's able to cover the ground and make the catch for what is a loud F8. One down, Ryan Burrows due up.
Burroughs is 0 for 3. A pair of strikeouts and a flyout in the center tonight. They're going to get on base and help the ballers out. He might have just done it. This one's lined in the left center. Base hit that'll roll into Triples Alley. Burroughs on his horse thinking two. He'll be held at second. Runs through the stop sign. Fogle's in a third. He is out. Ryan Burroughs doesn't like the call. Chad Pinder really doesn't like the call. The throw comes in from the outfield. Burroughs ran through the stop sign. Chad Pinder is talking to the infield umpire, Alan Bryan. It certainly looked like Burroughs was able to swim under the tag, but no luck. Burroughs is called out on the play. It's what is an 8-6-5 after a double from Burroughs. In what is a wild, wild out number two. Carlos Maldonado out to talk now with Eric Loomis and his entire infield. It's an 8-6-5. Put out confirmed of Burroughs at third. Again, he ran through the stop sign. Chad Pinder trying to tell him to stop at second. I don't hate the decision, though, to try to head to third. Burroughs, an above-average runner. And he hit that into the probably the toughest part of the park to field it at. Two outs. Javier Mogollon is the final hope. A walk in his last at-bat. He has five on the season. This one's well outside for ball one. Mogollon, a tough opponent to pitch against. At 5'8", for lack of a better term, it shrinks the strike zone and makes it kind of tough. 1-0 from Loomis in the dirt. 2-0 the count. Mogollon standing strong at the dish against this tough righty, Eric Loomis, whose velocity has been overwhelming at times. Top of the order is on deck. It's Nick McLean. Mogollon's been plunked by a pitch tonight as well. 2-0 is well outside. 3-0. And transparently, none of these pitches to Mogollon have been relatively close. One well outside, a ball in the dirt, and this one also well outside. 3-0. Taken low and outside of the dirt, ball four. Full pitch walk to Javier Mogollon. It's his sixth free pass of the season already. And now Nick McLean will look to continue this small glimmer of hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McLean earned his first hit in the eighth inning. It was a single into right field. First pitch from Loomis. Fastball, upper portions of the zone for strike one. Kannapolis has put up a good fight here late, trying to avoid having it fall just short. Loomis is 0-1. Just a smidge outside. Didn't miss by much. 1-1. McLean, a third rounder out of Arizona State, picked up, as mentioned, his first hit as a baller in the eighth inning tonight. Bonomer's on deck. Mogollon's on first. 1-1. Check swing. Did McLean go around? No, says infield umpire Alan Bryant. McLean able to hold back on what was a tempting breaking ball at 85 miles an hour from Eric Loomis. Every crawdad and every baller on the top step of the dugout. 2-1 pitch. Inside corner, and now the ballers down to their final strike here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Mogollon takes a decent lead, playing more conservative than normal. 2-2. Fouled off, McLean got just enough of it. And he stays alive at 2-2. The crowd, as you hear, rowdy. Sounds like a normal Saturday night here in Towel City. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom nine, Balders trail by one. Pitch to McLean. Swing and a miss. And the Crawdads have snuck away with the victory tonight on this Saturday evening. 6-5, your final. Kannapolis puts up a whale of a fight lead, but it comes up just so short in the bottom of the ninth as the Balders fall to 0-2 now on this season. The Hickory Crawdads have taken the series at 2-0 at the moment. Game three will decide tomorrow who gets the final victory of this three-game opening weekend series. Before we shift our attentions to our first couple of six-game series here in this 2025 season. Final score tonight, Hickory 6, Kannapolis 5. The Crawdads have 9 hits, Kannapolis 5. 1 error on the board for the Cannonballers. The big performer tonight, Maxton Martin. For the Crawdads, 2-for-4, 4 RBI. 3-for-5, 9 for Rafe Parrish as well. Certainly helps them out. Ballers, again, didn't have much offense. 2 hits in the first and 2 hits in the eighth. That's it. The Ballers did get a hit in the ninth inning as well from Ryan Burrows to make that 5 hits. As the scoreboard only has 4, but there are 5 total hits as Ryan Burrows got credit for the double in that bottom of the ninth. Big shocker, big performance tonight. Kind of a shocker considering last night's performance, but Braden Montgomery comes out tonight and impresses in the first inning. A 2-run shot makes it a big-time 2-0 lead early on for Kannapolis, but Hickory comes back, is able to hold on to the lead for the duration of this game, and your final tonight is 6-5. Tomorrow, 1:30, first pitch for the series finale. The Ballers will turn to a southpaw, Nick Pinto, for the start tomorrow evening. A 19th rounder out of UC Irvine, the former Anteater, gets the start tomorrow for the Ballers. Opposite of the Crawdads lefty, it'll be Angel Onozco getting the start tomorrow of 1:30 first pitch. It is the first Southside Sunday, so be sure to grab your tickets. KCBallers.com. Call 704-932-3267 to grab your tickets today. Post-game show tonight will be on the concourse, so we'll say goodbye here for now. I'm Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score tonight, the Hickory Crawdads 6, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And Lauren, I'll be home in just a short while. Have a great one, everyone.